From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Penrose St. Francis Hospital is asking for blood donations. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The hospital uses donations to replenish blood after serious accidents, for surgical procedures, and for cancer treatments. Carol Ann Books is the donor recruitment coordinator for Penrose St. Francis. She says this is typically a challenging time of year.
A lot of our blood donations come from blood drives at businesses or schools and churches. And of course, over the summer, everyone is busy, they're vacationing, and so sometimes our blood supply can drop.
Book says this is the largest drop the hospital's donation center has seen in several years. Bonfils Blood Center, which helps supply blood across the state, is also experiencing a shortage, according to a recent statement on the organization's website. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
Information on how to donate can be found at krcc.org. The Colorado Board of Education has decided to let school districts decide what limits they want to place on the sale of some beverages at high schools during school hours. The statewide policy will continue to restrict the availability of unhealthy beverages during after-school activities for all grade levels. It will also continue to ban the sale of beverages other than milk, juices, and water at middle and elementary schools. However, some districts wanted to end a ban on some drinks at high schools, like diet soft drinks. The decision yesterday will give districts time to implement the new rules before the beginning of the next school year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.